call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Wow, that's crazy. Yo, what up? It's your big homie Kodak. This is a special, special, special bonus edition of the Big Homie's House. You know, we got the homies in the building. Well, we got the homie in the building. She came all the way from Houston. You know, normally we got the big homie JoJo in the building, but, you know, I had to make a special.
Who is JoJo?
It's my co-host.
Oh, hey, JoJo. Jimmy Dorsey. I'm in your place today, though.
So, what's up?
What's up?
You good?
I'm great. What's up?
I'm amazing. Life is good, you know. We here.
Do I need to talk in this mic?
Yeah, you talking in that mic.
Hey.
Or you looking at the cameras right there.
Why is this doing this? Okay, this is great. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know how to get it hard.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Stroke it, baby. Yeah, just like that. Ooh, right. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing to the microphone?
Nothing.
I gotta pay for that, man. What's up? What's up, Trizelda?
What's up?
I don't know, man. We just getting started. We got the homies in the building. So, tell me what's on your mind.
So, what's on my mind? What you gonna ask me?
I'm gonna let you. This is me. This is my show. But you a special guest. So, kick us off. What we talking about?
What? I mean, we off the radar talked about, you know, hoes need love too.
Hoes do need
the world to judge.
Why? Okay, so
Pinky got married. If I had a baby,
yeah, Pinky looked like.
Okay. Why y'all be so mean about Pinky looking that way too?
Cause
I'd love to know. I understand that she was like everybody fantasy at one point. Like I know.
So you said hoes need love.
I mean, cause I see that a lot on social media. Like people act like.
Cause don't
strippers,
nobody don't. Cause no, it's not. It's
stars.
Not that.
I will. Divide
you gotta
up,
take. You gotta take. You gotta take.
I will divide up a difference because strippers are slightly different from porn stars. I said slightly.
You gotta take what?
Slightly, only because the shit that porn stars do, they're doing it on camera. The extra shit that strippers do on the side, some of them, a lot of them.
What camera are you looking at?
My own, cause I need to look at my face. Anyways, though. You made me lose my train of thought, you motherfucker.
My bad. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm. Let me finish.
Finish.
I was going to say, strippers are slightly different from porn stars only because the extra ass shit that they do on the side that they swear to God they don't do. I'm a stripper, so. And before everybody's like, I would never. Yes, I've been seeing a lot of bitches that would never, they never in on a low. That's what separates strippers from porn stars. Porn stars do shit on camera that we do off camera. But I do think that we're all human and people need to stop.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Wait, you're not just going to skip over that. So you say
skip
they do
what?
Stuff on camera that you. So what you be doing off camera, Trizelda?
I mean, I'm not even just saying me.
No, we're talking about you.
I mean, I walk my truth, so we can't talk about me.
All right, then let's talk about
you. Bitches get offended because they have gotten offended when I mention it in the locker room when it's just a topic of discussion.
What do you be doing off camera?
Like, bitches really be acting like, oh, I strictly dance, I don't fuck the customer. I don't fuck customers that come to the club. A lot of you bitches do that I've worked with, and you know who you are. You just lie and act like you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then your money get cut off so quickly, and that's why your money be cut off.
But what do you be doing? You talking about these other motherfuckers.
What the fuck? Anyways, don't be cutting me off because that's rude. I mean, yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with people that like to pay to play. I don't go home with customers. I would say, like, you know, I ain't gonna name drop.
No, we're not name dropping.
Because I don't like to be a black eye to the game, and that fucks up the money that scares these niggas away from wanting to even spend or fuck with us.
The camera
example,
right there.
I recently
looking at?
Shut the fuck up because you're not going to interrupt me while I talk.
I'm just letting you know, talk
Anyways,
to the people.
I have recently, an athlete, you know, he asked me to work. And it wasn't, and he was a gentleman too. He gave me $2,000 to miss work, and I missed work. And he was like, hey, listen.
How much you said, 2 or 10?
He gave me $2,000, which I think was cool. Mm-hmm. And a lot of bitches before y'all talk shit, ooh, I charged more. Girl, I didn't have to do nothing. It was a free $2,000. Anybody would take that. Mm. It was a free $2,000 to go to a club for a fucking hour in whatever city we were in, because I'm not going to name drop and give nobody no hints. No team. No, because I know that's what you're going to ask. What team he played for? No. Anyway, so yeah, he gave me that. And, you know, told me to come have a good time. So, of course, I missed work because work was slow that night anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, when bitches before bitches be like, only 2,000, it's been some that come with the 10,000. It's been some to give you more than that. It's been some that'll buy you a crib or whatever because I didn't see it. Anyways, so, yeah. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I walk in my truth, so I don't act like I never have and never will.
Never have what? You walking around the truth right now.
I'm not walking around the truth. I just said the truth. I just said an athlete paid me to miss work. Shit like that. Bitches act like they ain't never spread their legs for some money.
Did he get some coochie that night?
No, he didn't. He was a gentleman.
So he a gentleman because he didn't want no coochie?
No. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. Because you talking a lot and you cutting me off. You're not even letting me get my point across. Which is why you're missing the point. It's going over your head. It's going over your head.
I'm going to stop talking. I'm not talking.
You're listening to respond.
I'm not talking.
You're listening to respond. I fuck with you, but you listen to respond. Stop doing that. A lot of people do that. Anyways, though, and I don't like the C word. Please say pussy. I hate the C word.
Coochie.
Yes, it's gross. Please stop saying it. Anyways, I think that, yeah, bitches be trying to judge a porn star for what she does on camera. And I understand, because I wouldn't suck a dick on camera, like, and put it out there. That I wouldn't choose the occupation of a porn star.
You're scary.
No, I'm not scary. It's not about being scary. I got 3 daughters. I care what my daughters see. They can see everything else. I don't give a fuck. They can know that I strip, that I got ass naked once upon a time. They can know that. But what we're not going to do
But is, you draw the line at.
That's where I draw the line. And I think that to be a porn star, you also have thick skin. I salute them bitches, too. I'm not mad at them. I ain't intimidated by them. It's different strokes for different folks. I'm not judging them. But for myself, no, I'm not going to go with a nigga to Thanksgiving and meet his mama and all his brothers and his damn daddy and everybody in the building, including his children, and see my flicks. No. You got teachers that are getting fired these days because they used to be in the porn industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's been situations like that. So for me, I never know where I'm going in life. So if bitches want to be stupid and be like, look at this naked picture of her, or niggas want to be like, look at this naked picture of her, or whatever, if you got a video of me that I don't know about, that's cool. I don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, yeah, that's the difference.
But yeah, talk to the mic too.
Before you sit there and you fucking listen to respond like you've been doing, asking me questions in between my responses, that is the difference. A lot of strippers tend to think that they're better than a porn star because they're doing shit off camera. There's a lot of strippers at 304 that are selling pussy just like porn stars do. The only difference is that they're doing it online. And it's the way that you do things. I fuck with the 304s. I don't judge the girls that walk on a blade neither. However, we know that shit is dangerous. You know you're risking your life every day. We see bitches come up missing, bitches being kidnapped, pimpnapped, beaten up on a blade, killed, all types of stuff. So it's different levels to all this shit. From 304 and dancing and porn stars. So there's a difference. But I do think that we're all human and we all need love, period. And I'm so sick and tired of fucking seeing all these little podcasts where they're asking questions. Do you think you could date a stripper or a porn star? Do you think they need love? Yes, they do. My problem is, niggas, fellas, stop fucking trying to talk to girls that you can't handle.
What you mean you can't handle?
Y'all like the illusion. A lot of men like the illusion and the fantasy of being with a stripper. So they shoot their shot and they get into a relationship with us, or from strippers through a forest of porn stars. Like, if you really can't take the heat in the kitchen, get the fuck out. Don't sit there and
So you think a nigga weak because he,
yes,
can, cause he,
yes,
can't take...
And when you're dealing with a dancer,
Let me ask a full question.
Yes.
You think a dude weak because he can't date a stripper or a porn star?
I don't think he's weak, but stop trying to date out of what you're comfortable with if you're really not comfortable.
No, I'm
with
saying
it.
If he really trying to get with one, but he can't handle it. Is he weak?
Listen, if you can't handle it, take the bitch out the strip club. Take the bitch from fucking doing porn. Take her and show her a new way. But stop,
you gotta show a woman a new way.
Stop criticizing
an adult.
Stop criticizing what we do. And y'all be the main ones that love us on the low but talk shit. Stop doing that. Stop trying to date. You like the fantasy. The problem is you like the illusion. You really can't take it. So don't do it. It's some niggas that take that. It's some niggas that I watch. He come in the strip club, he respect the game, and he fuck it up on his girl. I'm tired of hearing that strippers cannot have boyfriends or that porn stars can't have boyfriends. Because we live in a world where society says this, where bitches feel like because they work a 9-to-5 And I fuck with you 9 to 5ers too, okay? Not all my friends are dancers. I prefer for my brands to be different. Makeup artists, nurses, different things because I can learn from them.
I got a question before I forget it because you just made a good point. So you saying, if a dude's dating a stripper or a porn star, he got to be prepared for what come with that, right? Because she at work.
Most definitely.
So could a woman that's in that line of work, could she date another nigga? Like,
in Atlanta, anywhere.
Like, no, I mean, could she, should she have to take her nigga entertain the other bitches? Like, if you entertain other niggas for money, for profit, if he entertain other bitches for profit, is it the same?
Oh, then that's a pimp and a hoe, and we can get to that.
That's not the same. Listen, I'm saying if he entertain a bitch, like, say he know a bitch that fixed credit. So if he fucking on this bitch that fixed.
Tell her fix my credit, too. Why? Listen, this is my whole point of that. If you gonna be a part of the game and you gonna be a dancer, a 304, a stripper, a porn star, don't be a black eye to the game, okay?
What's a black eye
to
the game?
You're not being a fucking square in the game. That's what I be talking about when girls come to
club. The fans don't know what that is.
I'm gonna explain to you what a square is, because one thing I can't stand is a fucking square. A bitch that try to be like, I dance, but I would never. Whole time they never in. Or never say never, because when these bitches start first dancing, they say first thing, I would never do that. I would never do that. And then you end up doing it. And it's okay, bitch, because you're doing it. You're getting money. Stop giving a fuck about what everybody else think, because everybody else is not paying your bills. And I'm not fucking you, so don't give a fuck about what I think or the next bitch think. So I really feel like, yeah, a square is somebody that's a black eye to the game. A square is a bitch that won't... You know, you want a nigga to date you, but shit, you can't be mad if a nigga has a... Listen, if a bitch can fix his credit and he communicates with her because she serves a purpose and is beneficial, like these niggas is beneficial to you when they tip you in a strip club, when they cash up and when they're being your quote-unquote trick. By the way, I think it's rude to call your tricks a trick, you know, because that's somebody that's going to spin. He's a person, too. Treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. Every person that's with respect that spends money on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know when you're going to need them, and it's a drought and it's a slow day. You need a Cash App or Apple or a Zelle or a bill paid or rent paid, okay?
Because
everything ain't always all peaches and cream to keep it all the way 1,000.
Yeah.
However, no, I don't think it's wrong I don't think it's wrong because of what I said. It's vice versa. But for the most part, I see a lot of men try to date strippers or try to, you know, and I feel like they're just so carried away with the illusion and the fantasy. They really can't deal with that. They can't deal with that.
Is it the fantasy, or are they just attracted to the body? Because strippers and...
All of it around. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep them anonymous. It's a nigga right now that I could take with me anywhere. And I had him take me to the athlete to pick up the money. What you mean?
Wait, what?
It's a nigga that adores me. And listen, and I adore him too. Yes. And he picks me up.
No, explain that. Because you said what?
What? Yes. And he makes sure that I'm straight.
No, tell the people that's watching this. Tell them what, because I'm having trouble corresponding.
You heard what I said. I don't lie. Listen, this is the thing. When I deal with a nigga, I don't know how every other bitch do. Bitches try to be like, listen, keep it sacred. Try to lie and be like, I just dance. Listen, I'm going to tell you off top. I'm not cutting this person off. I'm not cutting that person off.
So you had this dude.
You ain't got a ring on my finger. What the fuck am I cutting it off for?
So you had a dude that you was dealing with.
It might be an emergency. You might go to jail.
So you had a dude that you was dealing with take you to another dude that was going to give you some money.
Yeah, and he gave it to me. And the nigga have money. The nigga have money.
The nigga that dropped you off had money.
I just love what I do. Yes, I love what I do. I'm not going to stop until.
Wait, you know, what?
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. But this person is the person that I just went to the club with for a period of time while I deal with.
But he liked you, he adored you, and he dropped you off to another nigga.
I asked him to. He didn't want to. His face said it all. He didn't want to. He was very upset with me. But I was like, listen,
Zelda,
I'ma get this money. What? I'ma get this money.
So what you doing when you went over to the other dude crib?
I mean, let's keep it 1,000. The nigga.
This is a grown.
The
this a grown
married,
folk show.
The nigga married. Let's keep it 1,000.
He dropped you off to a married.
No, the nigga is married. So what the fuck? I gotta deal with you. You gotta deal with what come with me.
Wait, period. So the nigga that's obsessed with you is married.
I didn't
married.
Say obsessed. I said he adored. I don't disrespect people. It's obsession is like a crazy person. No, obsession and depending on the terms that you're using it in. No, you need to stop. You messy.
I'm not messy. Yes, I'm just are. Trying to make sure the fans are following on with what's going on. So the dude that's what do you say admires you. He's married.
I'm very honest with him, and guess what? He has his own little problems going on too, and he's able to talk to me about every single little thing. And I don't judge him for it. He don't judge me. We met in a period of time where we've been, you know what I'm saying, where we just been, you know, going through shit, and we so happen to cross paths, and we understand each other. What is wrong with that? And that's people's problem. Everybody wants to be so judgmental about what works for people. What works for you, worry about that. What works for others, worry about that, because your happiness is going to depend on you and what the fuck you got going on, not with what I got going on or the next bitch got going on or the next nigga. Yeah. Fresh in, when I first started talking to him, yes, I was very honest about what I do. And I also feel that you should, period, always be honest about what the fuck you're doing. That's people's problem. And then when you, people like you be like,
talk to Mike, talk to Mike.
I fuck with you when people be like, oh my God, wait a minute, you said the dude that, yes. Yes. Why not just take that and soak it up and take it in instead of being like, oh my God, like that's so wrong.
What's it is wrong.
It's wrong to you. It works for me. It don't work for you.
It's shocking to me.
It don't work for you. It is what it is. And he did let me know afterwards. He was like, hey, you know what? I really did not like that. But you know what? I guess since you accept what I come with, I have to accept the things that you come with. Because you know what? I'm still going to have my own money. Whether you give it to me, even though you give it to me, you give me what I want, I still want my own money. This is what I've been doing. Let me tell you something about my reason for that. There's been times where I've literally have met, well, there was a time where I met somebody and I stopped cold turkey dancing for them. Like for real, just cut it all off, stop doing everything. And you know what? At the end of the day, they were not promised. Until I really know that you promise permanently, I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll leave the game alone.
So, wait.
But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop dancing. I'm not going to stop seeing. I'm not going to stop getting fluid. I'm not fluid out. I'm not going to stop. And then a lot of people are going to criticize me for that shit or judge girls like me for that shit. But you'll know what I do it for.
So if a dude interested in you and he not, but he don't got
no. You'll criticize me for that shit and you'll be like, oh my God, it's wrong. Like yourself and other people.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's surprising to me.
Yeah, it's surprising to you. And your response is like, yes, it is. You just said, of course I would. And I wouldn't be okay with that. Let me tell you something.
Because I wouldn't be okay with it.
Let me finish though. Before you make me lose my train of thought again. You're going to judge me for this, that, and the third. But it's like, it's my life. This is not nobody else's life. You're going to judge me, but it's like, no. People are not promised permanently. You don't know what's going to happen. So I should stop what I'm doing, and whole time you probably doing some bullshit, or whole time we not even going to last. I'm not going to stop getting my money. I'm not going to stop until you show me another way, until I figure out, until I want to stop. It's wrong to you guys. Okay, I'm gonna get judged, but at least I'm honest. A lot of bitches are not honest. They act like, man, I know so many bitches with boyfriends. Shit. They didn't fuck my nigga. They didn't fuck my baby daddy when he was up coming and rapping. They didn't fuck my baby daddy and had whole boyfriends. It is sick the way bitches lie. At least I'm one of the bitches gonna walk her truth. I walk my truth. Bitches are always wondering. They probably wonder why a nigga will fuck with any bitch just like me. I mean, we keep it real. A lot of us keep it real. A lot of you bitches don't. We the real fantasy. Whole time your nigga lying to you, telling you he would never fuck with a bitch like that or she's just that. Man, niggas be in love over here on the cool. With wives, with girlfriends, with baby mamas that they're never going to leave. Niggas be living a whole double life. Let's talk about it.
No, let's talk about it. Shit.
Let's talk about it. So I understand that it's not going to be right to people, but I'm honest with myself and I'm honest with these niggas.
I walk in my truth.
I walk in my truth. The only thing I don't do is expose niggas because you're being a black eye to the game when you do that.
Don't be a black eye to the game.
Hey, it'll make niggas back up and not want to spend money on you.
But walking your truth right now in this time.
Yeah, I walk in my truth. I have no shame and I have no shame. Like I said, I ain't going to tell you. The only thing I will say is, being a dancer, it comes with a lot. It looks like light camera action and glamorous shit to everybody from the outside looking in. A lot of these bitches get on social media and make it seem like that it's just that. It's not always that 24/7. It's a lot that go on from that locker room to girls' personal lives. And when you first start doing it, like I said, don't ever say never about anything because you never know what predicament you're going to be in, especially if that's what you do. If that is what you do and it is your lifestyle, it's bitches that are getting booked, that are making a name for themselves, that are making a brand off this strip club shit. They don't just come in here and kiki-kiki because it looks cool. Oh, it's for fun. Or be the random bitches that show up All-Star Weekend and Super Bowl that don't really dance. They want to just, oh, we heard it's going to be a lot of money. We going to dance this weekend. Let's go get dance shoes and let's be a stripper. Nah, bitch. So we don't respect hoes like that.
Yeah, so.
I definitely don't respect hoes like that. I'm a step on your money all night, ho.
So speak on the women that basically what you're saying, they be cosplaying strippers.
Yeah, these bitches that don't really live like this. It's not their lifestyle. They literally, hey man, I fucking worked with a nurse and I'm just like, God damn, if you a nurse, I'd be at work. I ain't gonna lie to you. But like I said, do you. But cool. But all these bitches that randomly pop up Super Bowl and All Star Weekend that really don't dance, stay home, bitch.
The ones that get a BBL just because it's fashionable?
Nah, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do with your body. That's on you. I do whatever the fuck I want with my body, so that's on them. But I will say that, like, yeah, shit is really real in this little lifestyle of stripping. And I think that every woman needs love. And no woman, whether she works a 9-to-5 or strips or is a porn star or is even a bum-ass bitch can say which woman deserves love or not. Because these niggas gonna fuck with who they wanna fuck with. They gonna do one thing about a nigga is he gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Now over here, a nigga just ain't gonna fuck. He got to pay for something.
He got to pay for something.
He's got to, yeah.
Wait, what?
Sorry, look, a bitch is grown, I have bills.
So you don't just, you can't just let a nigga beat because you like him?
I can, I have a nigga that I really, really like. I do.
Is that your boyfriend?
And I also, you know, I have a situation where...
Wait, you got a nigga you really like and a boyfriend?
No, I was speaking in general. Like, I've had... Of course, every girl has niggas that they like. Like, I really do have ran across people that I really like. Like, when me and my baby daddy got together. You know, we got together, you know, being just friends, just fucking around. And then we ended up being together.
Uh-huh.
And prior to me, you know, my baby daddy had a house full of hoes. They was breaking bread with him. I couldn't say shit to him about it because I met him when we were friends and he was just coming over to my house at first. And then we decided to move in together. He ain't had them hoes no more. So far as I know, well, I do know, he just had some groupie ass hoes. Because, you know, once a nigga rap, a bitch want to jump on his dick. Yeah. They'll do anything. They're disgusting. But for nothing. for nothing. But anyways, yeah, like, I have had a real relationship. For real. And I've also broke bread with a nigga. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
You spent bread on it? You dropped a bag on it?
I've also broke bread with a nigga.
Do you think, because a lot of women think that, like, you know,
no, it's
just going
to be one.
No, it's not
wrong to spoil a nigga. A lot of bitches are retarded. Like, listen, imagine what a nigga will do for you if you do for him.
So, like,
if you adore him too. I'm not saying.
Are you the type to take a nigga out on the first date? Oh, shit.
Okay, well, I might surprise a nigga. I've never been the one to pay for the first date. Usually,
would,
like,
you fly a nigga out?
I flew my baby daddy out.
Where he was at?
He was in Houston. I had moved to Atlanta. He had never been to Atlanta. This when he first started rapping or whatever, and he was like, "Yo, like, I want to come out there." And I was like, "Okay, cool."
So, what do you think about women that be like, "Oh, well,
he flew himself back."
But I mean, like, what do you think about a woman that be like, "Oh, well, I never, because you know, I'm supposed a nigga supposed to spoil me or make sure I'm good. I never spend money on a nigga."
We automatically know men are the provider, and that's what we were taught.
But just because a man is a provider, does that mean you?
Let me finish, though. You see, you asked me a question with another question while I'm responding.
You're right. Go ahead.
I understand because you listen to responding. The shit that I'm telling you is probably shocking you. I don't think that it's wrong to spend money on your nigga. I really don't. And to each its own, if you're the type of woman that thinks that you can never buy a nigga nothing, I don't know what's wrong with you. Something is wrong with you, but I don't know what it is. It is okay to do something for a nigga that you like. It is okay. Hey, I have a homegirl that... She has a lot of customers that spend money on her. Like, big money niggas.
What she do?
She used to dance. Now she has her. She sells her clothes. She has her boutique, and it's very successful. I don't want to shout her boutique out because it's her name and her boutique, and I don't know if she'd be okay with me even directly saying it's her.
Man, go ahead and give your homegirl that promo, man.
No, because she also has a situation. If she wasn't in a relationship, I would not even say this, but she dances sometimes still on low.
Oh,
but
she's stealing?
No,
I'm fucking.
But no, this is a thing. Oh, the cup fell. But this is a thing. I was riding in the car with her one day, and this one guy, he spends a lot of money on her. Like, he'll give her over $10,000 sometimes, or at least $10,000 from, you know, what I understood from their conversation when they were negotiating things. Mm-hmm. And she has bought him birthday gifts. Every time it's his birthday, she has bought him birthday gifts. And I know that because I asked her when she got off the phone, hey, you're going to buy him a birthday gift? His birthday is coming up? Because, you know, I'm hearing that conversation. I'm in the car with her, riding with her. She said, yeah, he spends a lot. He does a lot for me. So what's wrong with doing things and spoiling a man here and there that does things for you?
I feel like a lot of times women just be broke. Because that's come out to me like broke shit.
I think that at one point everybody's been broke. And if you never have, cool. But everybody's been high, then low, then high, and then low. It can happen to anybody. Hey, rich niggas run out of money too. Hey, we seen that with the PPPPPPPP boys.
But I mean, it's different when you ain't never had it, but you want to be around people that got it. You feel me? I feel like
if you're broke, time's out. I feel like if you're broke and you want to be around people that have shit, I feel like you should want to be around them to study them, to ask them. And not even if you don't feel comfortable asking somebody like, yo, show me this shit, show me how you did this. Be around people that are successful, because it's all about who you surround yourself with.
Facts.
Be around people who are successful to study them. For real. Don't just be around people to leech off them, because you're never going to get nowhere. And also, what you said, facts too, it's all about who we surround ourselves with. If you surround yourself with people that never got no money, you always going to have no money.
Facts.
Or you're going to be the person with money and always spending money on broke-ass people that could never that can never have your back times 10 if you ever turn around and needed it.
Facts.
Oh yeah, I really feel like I said this already, like if you're gonna be around people, like don't be around to use them. Absorb them, as in study them, see what's going on, you know, see how you can, you know.
What do you think about the women that always want to be around a rich nigga but never want to be the rich nigga? Like, cause bitches getting their own money now. I apologize. Women, queens.
Women, bitches, hoes, all of that.
Queens is getting their own money. But what do you think about the women that always want to be around the rich dude but never want to be the rich, never want to get their own money?
I mean, a lot of times women are taught that, and it takes for somebody to come along that really loves them and wants to show them how to get their own money. Because sometimes women need guidance, which is why there are a lot of pimps out in the world. We'll get to that part, though.
Hey, hold on, wait, because you said a whole lot. You said, it took you a few
words.
When
you don't want to, listen.
It took you a few words to say a lot.
Listen, sometimes women are taught that. Sometimes women are easily manipulated or easily, like, they see what other bitches got, other women have, and they're like, oh, well, she has it because she's with this nigga. She has it because her nigga so-and-so. Well, shit. The luck of the draw might not be that for you. It's
probably not going to be that.
It's
that's
probably
you
not.
Be
yeah, it's probably not going to be you. Just because you see that a man keeps his women kept up, you don't know if he taught her how to. You don't know if she has stocks in her own name. You don't know if she has her own business. You don't know if he put her as a co-owner to a business that he has. You see what I'm saying? Like. A lot of that, a woman never wanted to be the rich nigga, or she's not the rich nigga, but she's always around the rich nigga,
or
has
she wants
a rich
to
nigga.
Be around the rich nigga.
I think a lot of that is what women are taught. Like, we're taught that the man is the provider. Yeah, he's the provider. A man that you're with sacredly, or a man that you have a mutual agreement on that this is what you want and this is how you come in. Yeah.
Let him be your provider.
However, whether he's your boyfriend, marriage, or somebody that you're really bonding with, let me finish.
Finish, go ahead.
A lot of women are taught that. In Spanish culture, I know that a lot of girls, and don't all jump me at once.
I know you girls like to tussle.
I am a black woman who's Puerto Rican and Filipino. A lot of times in Spanish culture, I've seen that women teach their daughters to look for money for men with money.
Do you
And it's a lot. I see a lot of that in Spanish culture, and I'm Hispanic too. However,
but
a lot of women in different races do that too. Black women do it too.
Because you see, because you part of you being the black culture.
Black women do it too. Black women do it too.
Do you think black women are the most discouraged from doing that though? Like in society, because you know the whole gold digger thing. I feel like.
I think now a lot of black women, hey, what was it that I read? What was it that you read? Because I know you've seen this too, that black women are the number one business owners right now. Black women are taking over.
Well, black women are the most educated demographic.
And they are.
They are.
As they should be.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do, from dancing, nurse, doctor, whatever. I think that, I think Hispanic mothers and black mothers are really hard on their daughters.
Yeah.
I think that there are some that aren't, but there are some that talk to their daughters like shit. Even with the light skin and the dark skin thing that exists, a lot of people think that it's just black girls. It's also Spanish women too that do that.
Uh-huh.
In Spanish culture, the lighter complected people think they're better than the black people. The lighter child gets treated better in both cultures, black and Hispanic cultures. Sometimes it happens like that. It happens like that a lot. The lighter kid gets treated better than the darker kid. I think that's a big issue. I think in the locker room, I also hear,
now the locker
black
room,
ass
the strip,
bitch.
The
I hear
club.
This shit all the time, bitches. You black ass bitch. Hey.
The locker room is a strip club for you unaffiliated.
Yeah, and even outside of it. I've heard when black girls get into it, you black ass bitch.
Well, I feel like if a nigga get into it, I mean,
you know what? I'm grown now. You know, I've been picked with because of my color too. I know that I've seen a girl on Twitter say something that light skins get picked with too, and she had a lot of backlash for it. It is true though. Black women also are their worst enemy. For real. It is true.
Wait, you said black women are who?
Black women are their worst enemy too. Like Spanish girls are their worst enemy.
Worst enemy.
I know growing up with Spanish girls, I was not Spanish enough because of my hair. And my hair is beautiful. It's just curly and it was long. It's beautiful. But because I looked more black to Spanish, and then, you know, with my black friends, I look Hispanic. Or I look like a mix of black. Uh-huh. But with Spanish girls that I hung with, or when we get into it, I'm not Spanish enough because I don't look Spanish enough. My nose, my features, my lips, my hair. I think that women overall are their worst enemy. I'm sorry.
Are women the biggest haters for women?
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
Men are now too, though. Hold up. Back it up and park it. Men are too. Black men are so horrible to black women.
Who hates black women more, black men or black women?
Black men.
You think so?
Yes, I know so.
Mm.
Why did it take so long? And it's not, and I'm not saying this for me, because I always thought that chocolate women were beautiful. I always look at my friend and be like, damn, I need to go get a tan because I'm trying to be your color. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long for it to be a thing today for, you know, chocolate women to be praised? You know what? At home down south in Houston, I see a lot of mixed girls get praised more. When I moved to Atlanta is when I started to see, I'm not finna walk up in this club and just cause I'm light skinned, I'm finna get picked. And that's not the type of person that I am. But at home.
So who do you think get preferential treatment?
At home, I would see that a lot in the strip club. And still do.
The mixed girls getting shitted on?
The whole light skin only or only want light skin. Hey, look, in Atlanta, I will say this. In Atlanta, black men love black women. For real.
Ooh, that's heavy.
More than any other place that I've seen, okay? There's places where you go, like Miami in New York. They don't always want a lot of black women in certain clubs. In New York, they're very racist with.
When you say black women, you're talking about dark skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That in Miami, don't all jump me at once because I be in Miami a lot. I know a lot of clubs that, I know a club that's just now accepting and letting black girls work. Before it was so anti-black and strictly only Spanish. I know that there's a lot of girls that lie at certain clubs and say that they're Colombian or Puerto Rican or Dominican or whatever other Spanish race they think that they can come up with that exists because a lot of these clubs will not hire them because they're too dark or because they're black girls.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that when you hear about that shit in the culture?
I think that's bullshit.
I agree.
I think it's bullshit, and then it's bullshit because then it keeps this culture and that culture of women divided. I've had the thing, and I'm sure I'm not the only bright motherfucker that's heard this shit. Oh, light-skinned women have it so much easier. Shit, I'm over there in a strip club where I was working, like, can I dance? And I ain't never had to do that before until I got here.
Damn, they was hating on you because you was light-skinned?
Nah, it was so that men really prefer chocolate women, and that's fine. And they'll tell me, yes, I can dance. And I like that here. They really like, they like black women more here than I've ever seen anywhere else.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that all niggas here, all black men here love black women, but majority of them, I've seen it, in my opinion, they do.
I just ain't never, like, I'm not saying that shit doesn't exist.
It does exist. I'm not saying that you can have a preference, because I see a lot of comments when stuff like that goes viral about black men not liking black women.
Well, hold on. Is that a preference? No, that's the question. It goes into what you're about to say.
I'm about to say.
Let me state the question so the people can know.
Listen, let me just say it. So
they can know. So is black men saying they don't like black women a preference, or is that really just like discrimination?
Listen, I think that it's the way you say things. It's always the way you do things. You should not say things a certain way. However, you can have a preference. Because what I was getting into is that I see a lot of black women, a lot of black men comment on stuff like this and say, well, nobody says nothing when a black woman wants to choose the white guy with the blue eyes so she can have a mixed baby with whatever hair. You have every right to have your preference. However, date who you want to date. I love black men. I don't like... Don't jump me. I know that I'm Spanish too, but I have a preference and I love black men. Okay. I like to date black men.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I love BBC. Okay. However, I think you can have a preference, but there are black men that really I've met. I know a lot of girls have met when they're mixed too that hate black men, black women.
What do you think causes that?
I don't know if they're taught that. I don't know. Because growing up, I didn't know black guy. I knew black men. I knew black boys. They liked Spanish. Spanish girls, and that was their preference. Some of them, but I didn't know till I got grown that black men really can't be the number one hater of black women.
Damn.
For real, that they really mistreat black women. I didn't know this shit until I got really grown, and I was like, what the hell is going on? Because why would you hate a black woman when a black woman made you? Your child is black too. Your mama is black as fuck.
You're right.
That's like me saying, that's like me being disgusted because a man is so dark when my biological dad is black as hell.
So do you think, like, when people say shit like that, do you think there is a natural, like, you have to be attracted to whatever your parents look like?
You don't have to be, but respect people. You don't have to make people feel uncomfortable. You don't have to be ugly with it.
Okay, because I'm not saying, this is just me being a devil's advocate, because I love, you know me, I love dark-skinned women. I love, you know.
Me too. I got a lot of dark-skinned friends. I love them.
I love them.
And every light-skinned bitch, it came from a light-skinned girl. Every light-skinned girl is not pretty because she's light-skinned. Every light-skinned girl don't.
I feel like more people should
light-skinned
say that.
Light-skinned girls can be bald-headed, too.
I feel like more people should acknowledge that because...
They can look like tarantulas, too.
You got to look at their face. And it's a lot of light-skinned women that feel like they should have favor because they are light-skinned. Like,
we was eating at the boil... The what?
The boiler.
The boiler, right?
Yeah.
Lyra Galore walked in, right? No makeup.
Why are you going to have me talk about this girl?
Listen, I don't care, because guess what? I watched Lyra and Be Live when I was in high school, okay? And I first started sneaking in the strip club and sneaking out to go turn up, all right?
She looked real regular in public, like off Instagram.
She's beautiful, though.
She looked real regular.
Off Instagram, she still looks like her.
It's not.
There you go, Instagram. Downgrading a chocolate woman. Anyway, she's brown skin. She's brown skin and chocolate, and those are the girls that people be like, oh, I don't want them because I need a light skin. No.
But I like dark skin.
You
women,
have your
so.
Preference. She is brown.
I like dark skin.
And Miracle Watts, they're all pretty. What I'm saying is they're not this color. This is the color that everybody thinks for some reason they need to be it, or somebody made them feel like it, or, oh, you need to be this color right here, and that automatically makes you pretty. It don't. It's a lot of bitches my color. It's ugly. I might not even be everybody's cup of tea. I know I'm not.
You're my cup of tea.
I'm tired of you flirting with me. Stop it. Anyways.
Damn.
Yeah. Because we're having a real conversation. Focus.
I'm drunk.
Me too, but focus.
Where your cup at?
It's right here. But anyways, yeah. I think that the number one haters are black women. It's a tie. It really is a tie. It's black women and black men.
That's heavy.
It is. Heavy. And it's been talked about. It's not the first time you hear this.
No,
we
it's not.
About
but
it
I brought it, I brought it up with
and
you.
I, and it's true.
Because I wanted your input.
As a stripper, dancer, ballerina, whatever you want to call me, I see this shit all the time in the club.
So I got another question for you, right? So where do you think, like, say you're talking to a new dude, right? You the new lady in his life, but he got kids. So do you think you should come before a nigga's baby mother?
I will say this, and you can take it how you want to say it. I think this is how I operate. Because I'm a baby mama.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the baby mama that my baby, I don't, you know, it's different folks for different strokes. That's why you got to, for one, be wise who you have children with. I'm not the baby mama that's bitter that's going to come in between my baby daddy's relationship.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing that. My oldest daughter, her stepmom, I like her. I had to make my daughter understand when she was doing tedious things to her, like messing up her makeup, cutting her underwear, doing stuff like that.
Wait. Your daughter was doing that to the stepmom?
My daughter was doing that when a girl first came in the picture, and that's how I found out that my daughter would come back and do this thing where she would, you know, talk about her a little bit with me, and I had to shut it down because
she tried to talk shit.
She told the girl one time that me and her dad were not together because of her, and that was not the truth. We ain't been together, okay? I done had a whole child for somebody else. That is not the truth. So in front of my daughter, I had the conversation. I invited my baby daddy and his new woman, who is now his wife. At the time, she was just his girlfriend. Yeah, at the time, she was just his girlfriend. I invited them to my youngest baby's birthday party.
Uh-huh.
The first birthday party we threw during the pandemic. And I told my daughter, I pulled them aside privately, and I said, hey.
How old is daughter this time?
My daughter is 9 now. She's about to be 10.
So at that time, she was like 7, 8?
Mm-hmm. So I told her, hey, you know, it's okay to love her because this is going to be your mom too. Your dad loves her, and I love her, so it's cool. Your dad loves her, so love her. I mean, if she ain't doing you no wrong, you know, if she do, I'll kick her ass. But she's not that type of person.
Uh-huh.
You also, as a man, be wise about who you date to after your baby mother. You know what I'm saying? Because vice versa, on the other end, the new bitch can be disrespectful. Do I think your baby mama should come first?
Disrespectful
to who? Disrespectful as well. You got women that just come and get in a relationship with a man and can't stand it. Can't stomach the fact that he has a baby mother. Girl, you can't change that. That's
They really be hating the kids, too.
Yes.
Sometimes, you got to be honest, they be hating the kids
more. Yes, but
more.
Let me finish before we get off topic, because we're all over the place.
No, we're not going off.
Like, 5 different things. Listen, you asked me, should a baby mother come first before the new girlfriend? I will say this. This is my response to that. I won't be with no dude and respect no dude that doesn't make sure that his child is straight. I mean, that his baby mother is okay. Because if you don't make sure she's okay, your child is not straight.
Facts.
Especially if she's a single mother.
Facts.
And sometimes as baby mothers, we also choose ain't shit ass niggas right after we separate from you. Check on your baby mother sometimes. Because if your baby mother's not straight, your kid probably won't be straight.
Well,
you know. And I don't respect no man. I feel like if you can date a man that treats his baby mother like shit and don't know how to be her friend, and I mean don't just be her friend, and that's possible. The new girlfriend always being secure when they see the what the baby mama look like or think the baby mama, because I've went through that too. Uh-huh. And I had to tell Shorty, the same one that I'm talking about with, that I had to, you know, tell my daughter to ease up, be nice and polite, give her a chance. I had to tell her, too, in the beginning, I do not want this man. Like, a lot of time, new girls come into pictures, and they think that. That don't be the case.
Oh, they think you want to get back with his baby mother?
Or they that you fucking, like, if you can date a man that's disrespectful towards his baby mother and you're okay with him being a dickhead to her, first of all, bitch, you don't need to be dating a man with a baby mother at all. You don't need to be dating at all if you're that bitter.
For sure.
A man that don't respect his baby mama, a man, if you can't invite his baby mother to parties that y'all throw for their kid that they have with each other,
yeah,
you're weird. Or if you as a new girlfriend can't go and be really nice, not fake nice, attend a birthday party with your man that has a daughter, son with somebody else, you're weird. Grow up. You're supposed to be a big, happy, blended family. There does not have to be drama.
Yeah.
Okay, with my oldest child's father, we don't have that. We really don't. We really don't.
Yeah.
We really do not. And I will say, you want to be a big, happy family. Why wouldn't you want, when it's their weekend, for them to have some help? Because niggas don't be knowing what the fuck they're doing half the time. It's rare. Niggas don't know how to comb hair. I say thank you to her. I'm grateful for her. Thank you for being a second mother figure to my. Thank you for being a mother figure to my daughter, period. You know, she's able to go to my mom's house, too. That type of shit. Go to Thanksgiving with my baby father. And yeah. I'm able to go with whoever I'm going with. We able to say what's up. We can, we've talked about a trip to Mexico together. I've invited her to happy hour. Just me and her. Girl trip, because she wanted to go and he didn't want to go. Stuff like that. And, yeah. I've never been... I'm not a problem. Now... That, you know, but then, man, be careful how messy you can be, because I have another baby father where he went and met a girl through me that I was friends with at first. And, start fucking with her. And, yeah, I left his ass alone.
Yeah.
And 3 kids later, if she might see this, I don't hate my baby daddy. We actually real cool. Thanks for bailing me out the motherfucking jail when you did do that one time. Because that's the least you could do. Because you put me through hell at one point. But
facts.
We cool as fuck. We can call, talk to each other whenever. But 3 kids later, congratulations on y'all third newborn baby, a boy. So cute. Karma's a bitch. For real. Fellas, be careful how you do things. Ladies, be careful how you do things. Do not be fucked. This is another topic. Do not be fucking y'all friends, man. Stop thinking.
Wait a minute, what type of friends you got?
Hey, listen, ever since that bitch, I ain't never had a...
Fuck your nigga?
I ain't never had a bitch try to fuck my nigga since, because listen, I let her have him though, because listen, if I wanted to spark that back up, I could, but I'm not one of them bitches. I want to. That child that we have together will be 7 years old this year, okay, in October, okay? Let me tell you something though. That is the only motherfucker that I will never talk to though.
Her?
Well, she can't, I mean... I don't want the nigga, but I just don't. I have zero respect for her. Like, don't care. But congratulations on y'all, newborn. Heard that you just caught the nigga. What a bitch. Karma, I'm sorry. And I know that people are going to be like, be the bigger person. No. I don't want to hear that.
She just has the bigger ass.
Exactly.
Yikes. Okay.
Don't care. So yeah, be wise about who y'all have children with, and be wise. Don't be mixing and tangling, having babies with your ex friend or your baby mama friend. Don't be doing shit like that. That too.
Yikes.
Just be wise when you have kids, y'all, for real. Because I would say that for myself as well. Like having kids early, like, cause you know, I see a lot of I do it on my own. I do this. But listen, we've made that so normal being young moms. And glamorizing being a single mom. And I'm not saying that you can't be. It happens because shit don't work out. But let's stop normalizing that. Stop normalizing broken families as well. I'm not saying you have to be with the person you have kids with. But I'm saying it all results into what you asked me at first. Saying when you ask that question, should the baby mama come first? It should be none of that. Y'all should be grown enough to really agree to disagree and really get along. There are people that really do get along and they hang out. They're a big blended family. If you can date, why can't this nigga date too? Why do you have to be the bitter baby mama? And for the new girlfriend, stop trying to beef with the baby mama. Be her friend. Trust me, be her friend.
Yeah.
Put her on another nigga. Put her on your brother. Put her on somebody. Be her friend. Get to know her. Go to happy hour together. It's not going to hurt you. I promise.
Woo. You good? What else in your mind?
That's it. That's that. You asked me a question and it brought up all the baby mom, baby daddy shit. And, you know, I can honestly say, when I say be wise about who you have kids with, stop just having kids out of, and from my experience, just having kids with, and it's not that I meant to, it's just I made certain decisions and I made the choice to keep babies and not get no abortion. And I will say this.
Do you wish you would have had that?
I didn't love those niggas. I didn't. I was young and
sweet. So what made you want to have the babies?
I had them. And also, you know, Hispanic parents, they don't believe in abortion. I didn't get that choice. I'm sorry, mom. I love you to death. I'm not blaming you.
So you wish you would have had that choice?
I wanted.
We gotta be. You gotta be honest.
Honestly, I will tell you guys.
Because a lot of people don't be honest.
I was rolling myself down the stairs. I was a kid in high school. I thought that the baby just could go away. That's wrong, and I'm glad that it didn't. I did go to the hospital, and I was bleeding, and they called it a what the fuck did they call it? Fuck, it slipped my mind. A threatened miscarriage. Look it up. That's what they told me in the thing, and I had felt so guilty. And when she was born, I felt guilty because I was a kid and I didn't know and I was scared. I didn't want to be my mama.
Were you?
I was in high school.
Oh, high school.
And I didn't want to be a mother. You know, I wasn't ready. But you know what? When she was born, it was what it was. If I probably believed in abortion, I probably have one child, which is the last child.
So you don't believe in abortion?
I do now. I'm grown. I can make my own choices.
I mean, like back then.
I mean, when people make you feel like that's wrong, you're going to hell. I don't get it. We're already in hell, from what I learned.
Gotcha.
From what I've experienced, but here on Earth, but I probably would just have one child, and it would be the last one. And I really loved her father. I really do. I really do love him. I have a lot of love and love for him, no matter what we've been through.
Yeah, a lot of women tend to not want to say what they think in regards to having kids that they're not ready for. It's like, shit, I wish I didn't have.
Make your own choices. When it says to having a baby, who cares if it's a nigga first child or everybody's make your own choice. If you want to have your baby for you. And if a nigga don't want to be there and you're choosing to keep the baby, just keep this in mind. You're having the baby for you when you got a fuckboy that tells you that he wants you to get an abortion.
Well, is he a fuckboy because he don't want to have a baby?
Actually, I take that back. He's not a fuckboy because I will say this. Let me remove that vocabulary out my mouth, though, because that's becoming so normal, too. Okay, well, a nigga's a fuckboy if he was on board at first and then just dips and goes ghost and doesn't want to be. That's a fuckboy.
I gotta look.
However, a fuckboy is not a guy or a boy, especially a young boy when you're growing up. If a boy, for girls that are having sex early at an early age, and for grown women, if a man or a boy is telling you or talking to you about abortion, he is not ready for fatherhood. And I think sometimes,
I think sometimes
men should have a choice, because a lot of these girls are crazy too. A lot of these girls will have a baby to throw in your face, or just to say that they had a baby, or to, because they want to prove to the bitch that you really like. Because in a lot of cases, niggas don't want to be with that girl. They end up being like, no, I want to be over here with my girl.
And
a lot of girls have the babies for the wrong intention. And it's just like, damn, how could you expect a nigga not to hate you? Yes, every child deserves a father, but that's why I say on both ends, make wise choices about who you have kids with. When a man is man enough, when a boy is telling you, he's talking to you about abortion, he's not ready for fatherhood. I have somebody that does not, I know a nigga that don't like kids. He does everything, goes and beyond, beyond for his kids, pays for whatever, is there with them, spends quality time, but he don't like children. And he says that. He does not want any more children.
Yeah. And you also got
none of these kids were planned, and he's just like,
oh, he got
fuck.
Kids?
He had, listen.
Oh, that boy in hell.
He has three different baby mothers, though. So let's keep that 1,000. But he doesn't.
Hold on now.
He's not an ancient-ass baby daddy.
Wait a minute. How you hate kids we got three baby moms?
There's some people that are like that they don't want children. He wanted his first baby.
Does he wear condoms?
But, no, now he do.
You said, but listen, what?
I was saying, but listen.
Talking about the dude that had three baby mamas.
It was spaced out. Like, first baby, he didn't really get to raise her. He got out and she was grown. He went to the feds, he got out, she was grown. Second baby, totally like he was in between two girls. Both girls knew about it. And he messed with the girl one more time, slipped up, got her pregnant. Boom, didn't want any more kids. So the girl that he's with now, you know, he chose to live his life with now, he didn't want no kid, but he just let her have a kid because that's the one that he's, you know. Well, that he loves his kids, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Some people, what I'm saying is that when they tell you that they don't want to have, he does, when he talked about it, he did give them the option, but he said I know that he does say, well, if you keep your kid, I'm going to support you. I just ain't going to be with you. Yeah. That ain't going to make me stay.
Yeah.
That's what I understand from my friends' situation. But some niggas will really tell you they don't want a baby and mean it. And then when you have the baby, there you are in shambles because the nigga's not even showing up.
Oh, you for real?
Bro, that's why I say give people the option to. It's a thing that we as women sometimes, some of us, we make that mistake thinking.
You could trap a nigga with a baby.
And you can't. I'm call me the baby daddy because I don't like niggas after I have a baby for them. That I still loved the nigga after I had the last baby with him. But I just, my mom bet me $5 with this one. Oh, you ain't going to be with him because you don't like nobody after you have a baby. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm the nigga. It changes the way I feel. Babies can also change things. Sometimes they make them better. They make your situation better. Sometimes they don't. But when somebody off a rip is telling you that they do not want a baby with you, take heed of that. Don't be surprised when your pregnancy is in shambles. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because I did pregnancy by myself, with my middle child, and I was emotional. I was emotional. You know what I'm saying? I was by myself.
Yeah.
Literally inside by myself, and you know what? That baby's beautiful though, and guess what? She's happy. Her sister and her all three live like Hillary and Ashley from Fresh Prince. So I ain't mad at all.
Yeah.
But I've never tried to hold on to somebody by trapping them with a kid. I could care less. That's why I probably don't have, and I know this is gonna sound crazy to people, but in my opinion, that's probably why my kids have different fathers. Because I don't, if it's not gonna work out, it's not gonna work out. Goodbye.
Do you think the need to
I'm not the girl that's gonna keep having babies and think, oh, as long as you got girls that'll keep having babies with the same nigga because they want babies with, they want their kid to have the same dad. No, no, no.
Yeah. So do you think the need to stay with one partner is the reason, like, we're seeing so many breakups in society? Like, the need to maintain monogamy is the reason we have so many.
Yeah, because I think that men are not meant to, you can choose that, to be that way, to only want to be with one person, but it's such thing as loving more than one person, even as a woman. It is such thing. Like we're told that that's how shit is supposed to be. We grow up in a household.
Yeah, talking to Mike.
We grow up in a household sometimes where that's what our parents showed us, so that's what we think. Because I swear to God, I thought that.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? My whole entire life, I had two parents in a household, and I love my dad that raised me. My brother's dad raised me. My dad. That's who I call dad.
Uh-huh.
My biological dad is locked up on a murder charge. So,
damn.
For a long time, I didn't even know about that.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I saw. So I thought that that's how it was going to be for me. My mom has life as Cinderella. Well, shit, look at the niggas that I was choosing, too. Be honest with yourself. It starts with you, too.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, when shit keeps happening, like, hey, bitch, wake up. Like, what type of niggas is you choosing? It also depends on you, but, yeah, no. You can't make a man just be like, you're going to be the only bitch I'm fucking. I feel like a man should be more respectful to his bitch and be more discreet, though, if that's what he doing.
Yeah.
Don't just be outside with it, you know what I'm saying? Because embarrassing your bitch. It's some niggas that I see, they just embarrassing outside, and I know they bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, I know they bitch, and they gonna try to shoot they shot anyway.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was just thinking, it's a lot. I feel like if niggas knew that they had the choice to go out and fuck off, like, you could fuck somebody, like, I don't know about you and your feelings, your emotions.
I mean, and
shit.
You gotta realize
Let me say this first. You could fuck, like, a nigga can fuck off on a chick and still be in love with his girl.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to get to. You gotta realize, too, a lot of bitches need to stop thinking that, oh, cause this nigga fucks me, yeah, I got this nigga wrapped around my finger. No, you don't, bitch. That nigga is going home.
Home. Happily,
you understand me?
Happily going
and
home.
And I'm not saying that it makes
probably
situation
gonna pick, probably gonna
situation
pick up some roses
better,
for us, bitch, on the way home.
But bitch, these niggas can fuck you and I feel shit that you feel. They can fuck us and I feel no type of way. And also, I'm that way too. I could fuck a nigga and not even remember we fucked. I've been outside, a nigga be like, hey, Triselda, like, what's up? I know, you're not supposed to be that, be a lady, but we being honest. I walk in my truths. And I be like, what? Like, you ain't gonna remember that we, and I'm like, what? Shh. We slept together? When?
But niggas do be claiming old
niggas
bodies.
Won't remember you after they fuck you.
Niggas be
they won't remember your name. They won't even know your name and be fucking you. But you love this nigga.
I ain't gonna lie.
And whole time he coming over to fuck you, you don't even know the nigga don't even know your name.
Zelly.
Hey, I done fuck niggas and they really don't know my name.
Zelly.
Because I don't tell them.
I ain't gonna lie. It's, I don't got my dick so bad, bitch. I ain't even know, like, I ain't know a first name.
It goes both
nickname,
ways.
Nickname, social media human. Name.
It's not always a man fault. It, you know, whatever.
Because if that's all I want, I don't really care about that extra shit. Motherfucker be trying to make me feel like a
listen,
monster.
If a nigga is just dry ass leaving you with a dry with a wet ass, bro, like, come on, bro. Your purse is empty. Come on. A nigga.
But sometimes are women wrong for fucking because they want to fuck?
No. Like I said, I didn't fuck niggas and forgot that I fucked them.
So why they gotta have a wet purse? What's
like
what's...
I leave it? Like listen, I will get the fuck on. Like I wouldn't even tell you that I changed my number because it's not. Listen,
it's none of your business.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Like
don't you hate when somebody you fucking try to ask you how your day was? Like bro, don't that don't matter.
Just
to
leave
you.
Me alone. I'll see you when we fuck.
That don't matter. Like why is this
I'll
important?
I'll call you when I'm drunk. If you that those type of. Yeah, like, okay. For
give,
example,
yeah, give me an example.
If niggas be like, "What you doing after work, nigga?" I'm going to fuck home. Shut up. Like these are booty call hours. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga try to, "Hey, what's up at 4 a.m.?" Nigga, this booty call hours. Like, don't listen. Call me during the day. A nigga never call me during the day. He don't give a fuck. Okay, I don't give a damn if you work night shift, bitch, and you up. Call me when the sun is up if you really fuck with me.
He really do fuck with you. Like he gonna try to make sure you're
like
alive.
I do. And even though I strip, I'ma still call the nigga during the day that I like. I ain't just gonna hit him at nighttime. What type of shit is that? Nah, I'ma just hit a nigga at nighttime. It's booty call hours.
What
from
time?
From 12 midnight to motherfucking 8 in the morning is booty call hours.
8 in the morning?
Do you understand me?
Nah, you
it
tripping.
It is, because the nigga went home.
5. Yeah. Nah, 5. 12 to 5.
It is.
No, we gotta adjust it again. 11. 11 p.m. to 5.
11 p.m. to 5. I don't know.
If a nigga hit you after 11 p.m., like the first time he talked to you all day, was that 11 p.m.?
He don't give a fuck about you if you're only seeing him in the night. And this is what I was trying to tell you, too. A wet pussy, fucking wet pussy and an empty purse, that saying, it's true. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, but he bought me a bag. Bitch, he bought you that fucking $10,000 bag and you can't even put times 10 in it. Or you can't even put $10,000 in cash.
You can't even put divided by 5.
There's a lot of bitches walking around with purses. And they feel like, oh, well, your nigga bought me this. Yeah, but bitch, where's the money? He bought you that and you only walk around with your ID in it.
It was on clearance.
Yeah.
Your purse is on
he
clearance.
He bought you the smallest one. I just, yeah. It's a lot
the
of
smallest Birkin,
fuck. If
the baby.
If I'm going to be somebody mistress, I need everything that your bitch got.
Whoa!
Yeah, I need it all.
Wait a
minute. You gotta have some hush.
Wait a minute.
I don't give a fuck. I need something similar to what the
you
fuck
need.
You got.
So you said so,
I'm not finna get left with a wet ass and empty purse.
So you open to being the nigga side
listen,
chick?
Listen, I need to be able.
Yes
to
or no?
Call
you open?
You
open to being the nigga side chick?
I don't know. I can't say. Listen, bitches is gonna lie. I said I'ma walk my truth. I ain't gonna lie.
So you open to being a nigga side chick?
I feel like married men and even niggas with girlfriends, they be having multiple girlfriends. And you just gotta be okay with it. If you really fuck with them.
Whoa. So when you get married, you think your dude gonna have a
man, look.
But you into that shit though.
Did y'all see that interview? Have y'all ever watched when Amber Rose was in her interview and she was like, if a man really love you and if he's cheating, you'll never find out? Let me tell you something. It's a nigga that be talking to me, and his girl don't have a face to me. She don't know my IG. She didn't get my number out of his phone. She can't even go on that man's phone.
Uh-huh.
She got it off the phone bill.
Wait, what?
And you know what I did?
What you do?
I kept it player. I don't do that. I told her I ain't going to do the extra. I hung up.
Damn. That probably hurt.
No. Apparently, my name is Unique, and I'm a scammer.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay, Nebby. Okay, Navy Federal.
And I'm going to let it be. I'm going to let it be.
Leave me hanging.
Because as crazy as it sounds, like you, I know people are going to think he's disrespectful when I say he's not disrespecting me. He really, like, listen, joy to the world. Like, a nigga don't, a nigga don't stress me out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And a nigga know that, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm talking so much. Whatever. 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 Oh. Whatever.
What else on your mind, Ms. Zelda?
Nothing. What else you got to ask me? I'm just going off what you asking me.
Nah, you be having some shit on your plate, too. You be having some food on your plate as well. I'm just making sure you get it all off your chest.
I'm not saying, like, I don't know. I feel like everybody's just judgmental. Like, people are judgmental and they be doing the same shit that we talking about.
Mm.
Like I told you, bitches be judging porn stars. They're selling pussy on camera. You sell it secretly. God bless you.
All right, so let me ask you this question. So say, like, you know,
and if a nigga really like you when he's spending money, he's still paying for that pussy, okay? Whether you want to believe it or not.
Oh, you one of the types that believe that everybody pay for pussy?
Bro, when a man is really adoring you, okay, well, he's taking care of the pussy, I guess. So what? We all, listen, so you just finna be...
Y'all talking to the mic so they can
hear you. You just finna be fucking a bitch that, y'all just finna be laid up with broke-ass bitches? Cause you asked me,
a lot of niggas do.
You asked me about girls that are always broke and never the rich nigga, never got no money around rich niggas, right? But these niggas be fucking broke ass bitches too.
It's never looked at.
But
the same.
there are a lot of niggas that like broke bitches. I'm sorry, cause if they didn't, why would they be fucking with them? Why would they keep fucking?
Cause
with
they
them?
Got a fat ass. Women ain't got to bring too much to the table in these relationships.
I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I can honestly say, like, even though I'm my own person and I turned out however I turned out, but I didn't grow up with a mama that was a broke bitch.
So you can't relate?
I can't relate. My mama didn't show me that. My mama didn't go lay down on her. You know, I can honestly say that. My mama didn't go lay down on her back for shit. Like, but you know what? Like I said, I grew up thinking, oh my God, like, love is love and da da da. Listen, I forgot though to look for my father in these niggas. And when I say that, don't think it's weird or I'm being weird. I think that every girl should, if your daddy treats your mama like a queen and your mama ain't never had to lift a finger and has no worries either and is allowed to have her own money in her own bank account as well,
uh-huh,
without your daddy being in her fucking pockets,
uh-huh,
and your daddy always paid for everything when y'all went outside.
Uh-huh.
I think you need to look for those traits in a man. If you're not finding them, that's where I fucked up.
So why is it a problem?
If you're not finding those traits, it could be the man that raised you.
Listen, why is it
a problem? If you're not finding them traits,
why is it a problem?
It's red flag.
Why is it a problem when a nigga look for his mama in the chick, but y'all look for...
As he should. Back it up and park it, because I'm the type of woman that I know that women were put here on this earth to nurture...
When a man does that, be like, oh, you just want to be with your mama.
Yeah, when you a bum ass nigga and you feel like you finna whoop my ass and fucking waste all my money, bitch, yeah, I'll go home to your mama. But I don't see nothing wrong with you. I feel like a man's mom would want you to adore him like she do.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Because that's the first one we ever loved.
I know an example, and I'm sorry, auntie, but I will say this. I remember my aunt was talking, I think it was at my baby shower. She's my godmother. She was talking about, and we were younger. I was on my first baby. And my cousin had a girlfriend or whatever. And my cousin's room was dirty. Dirty as fuck. That's what my aunt had said, okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry for using this as an example. The girl was in a room laying in a bed where all the dirty clothes were on top of the bed and shit. My aunt was like, I just want her to treat him how I would treat him. Like, she just lays in the dirty ass bed with them dirty ass clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even, like, she's a girl. Like, she didn't move it around. She didn't clean it up. She didn't help him clean his room. Because, I mean, my boyfriend used to come over in high school and help me clean up so that I could go outside with him.
Ah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a part of being a woman and nurturing, too. Even though bitch is going to be like, no, because I have been like that. Man, fucking call your mama and ask her, but when I'm really mad at, when a nigga got me fucked up. But yeah, when you're dealing with a nigga that treats you like royalty, yeah, it's okay to, yeah. Yes, you are kind of like taking the place of his mama, because now you're the woman that he loves, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you are a woman. You're supposed to be nurturing. What the fuck? What, you just supposed to sit with your legs open like niggas do and drink like your father do?
Yeah.
I mean, I drink like my father do, but I'm still a lady. and I still know how to treat a nigga.
Facts. Okay. So I got another scenario. I got another question for you, right? So say, you know, you say you bought that bread, you bought that paper, you bought that scratch, that Skrilla. So say you got a nigga that you really like in deep like with. You kicking it in bed with him. You know, it's late at night. Y'all just chilling, whatever. He sleep, you know, but you get a phone call. You get a text, right? A text from the nigga that's been in your DM. This nigga got a bag. He wants you to come see him.
If it's Drake, babe, I'm sorry. I'm looking you in this camera. Look, I'm gonna fuck with you. We gonna be straight, but I'll be back.
You gonna leave your nigga to bed for Drake?
You only live once.
Nah, I want you to be honest.
Hey, listen, yeah.
I want you to be honest.
Just like my nigga probably went and fucked a bitch for free just because she had a fat ass. I'm serving a good purpose.
But what if it's not Drake? We're gonna take Drake off the table. What if it's just
A dope boy?
Nah, nigga with money. It's like 2 a.m. He just hit you. I'm trying.
Okay, well, you just said if your nigga broke or something, listen, we going through problems. Listen, I'll be back. I'm going to fuck with you. I'll be right back.
Cold world. Cold world. Yikes.
I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to go half with you on this.
Bring it
right back. I'm going to bring it right back.
How the nigga going to feel? He come back. Your booty cheek is all red and shit. Damn.
Do you want me to sit up here and lie and be like, I would never. Look, babe, I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being hungry. I don't want to split no cheeseburger today. What if it's like that?
It's cold. What? I mean, that's real. It's real. That's a real answer. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Y'all seen Hustle and Flow?
Listen, fellas.
Y'all seen Hustle and Flow? Y'all seen how that girl went and got his music played?
Fellas, the way you avoid.
You want your music played or not?
The way you avoid all this. The way you avoid all this is be the nigga with money.
Exactly. But you know, I just want you to know, like, most of the time while I've been dancing, I ain't really had no boyfriend.
So you single? How do niggas bag you?
Listen, I ain't never really had no boyfriend. And to be honest with you, like, the only thing is that my baby daddy went to jail. We were together when he went to jail. And you know, as and we still talk. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. That's my baby daddy. And that was the last person that I was in a relationship with. And, you know, and we talk about things and he talks about coming home and stuff like that. And either way, like, I'm still a reflection of him because we got a daughter together.
Yeah.
No matter if I choose to be with the next bitch or I choose to be with him.
Sure.
You know, and the next bitch, the next nigga or him. And we, you know, I ain't gonna just disrespect my baby daddy, but, you know, I told you at the beginning of the podcast, when I met my baby daddy, he did have a house full of hoes and was pimping hoes. And I had my own shit. I lived in a penthouse where I had a trick that paid the rent, $2,800 in rent every other fucking month. Oof. That was just rent. Yes, because I always got to be the extra and pick the biggest shit. And I picked the biggest stuff because I was making really, really good money. And I had a bunch of niggas that was spending money. And he knew that. And I'm just an honest person. I'm a walk in my truth.
So listen, when
I flew the nigga out, like I told you, we spent Valentine's Day together because Valentine's Day was like the next day. I took like 2 days off of work or whatever because all I did was work. I would go to Blue Flame when they opened at 12 noon, work day shift and night shift. They closed at what, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock? Yeah, and I would be in my nose in my bag because I'd never had a boyfriend. Even though people confuse that. Just because I have children does not mean that I am in a serious relationship. Mm. You could be fucking with somebody and slip up.
Just a little slippy slip.
Yeah, you could have situationships, but no, I ain't never really just fucked with a nigga until I met my last baby father.
For sure.
So when I met him, he understood that. And I would be shook if he didn't. When I met him, he had hoes that was breaking bread with him. And then I didn't know that until I started asking him questions. Like, what do you do? Because you come to my house at rare hours. Mm-hmm. Then a bitch then hit you with her car when you leave in my crib one day. So what do you do? So yeah, it was easy to deal with him because he understood. I was already dancing before him. He understood that. Yeah. And he had that type of mentality, whatever mentality.
Okay. You spend your shit on here, Ms. Zelda.
I'm just saying, it's different strokes for different folks. Everybody's super judgmental. Like, what's for you is for you. If you want to be with a broke bitch, be with her. if you love this nigga and he will not stop fucking around on with you with hoes, but you really don't want to go nowhere, that's your choice. It's your life. Yeah. It's your happiness. It's not my heart. It's not my life. It's not my happiness. I was taught if you like it, I love it.
I got another question. I just thought about this shit, and it really just I guess it, you know, we're going to, I don't know how deep we're going to get into who you are and your passion shit. So, if a chick nigga go to prison, right, how long can he expect her to hold him down?
Hey, listen, when it comes to your bitch holding you down while you locked up, this is what it boils down to. You ready?
I'm ready.
I was going to visitation, never missed one. Calico Jones will tell you this. I was flying back and forth from Atlanta. Once a week, I would fly back home for visitation. I was not missing visitation for nothing. I was picking up my daughter, our daughter, and I was going to visitation.
Where he at? Like, what state?
Okay. He was in Texas at first, downtown at the FDC in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't miss not one visitation. Mm. His sentencing day, I didn't miss a court date neither. When I went, when he got sentenced, he was lying to me, y'all. I guess he didn't want to hurt my feelings and tell me that he was really finna do like 5 years.
What did he tell you?
He was like, I'm just finna do like a year and a half or two. Da, 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 da. I remember his homeboy, because his homeboy, they was all on the same case. He was like, you know, they all know what.
Can we say who he was, or you want to talk about that here?
What, NFL Cartel Bo?
Uh-huh.
The Crip nigga, everybody talked about it. Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the God, fucking Shade Room had posted them. We went on a run for like almost a year, and uh-huh. I was pregnant.
You went on a run while you was pregnant?
I was pregnant, and I was stripping too. Yes, sir. Yes, I was. Yes, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
And he cut his ankle monitor.
How long was y'all on the run?
For almost a year.
Oh, y'all was queen and slim, huh?
We were in between Atlanta and that movie came out towards the end, right when we got caught. Right when he got caught.
Let me find out. Queen and Slim is a documentary.
The A in Florida, Miami. He got caught. We were in a car riding back to Miami.
Did y'all have anybody turn on you in a movie? Like in the movie?
We never turned on each other.
No, I mean, like, did you have anybody that you was fucking with on the run while y'all was on the run?
We don't know. I don't know. Oh, okay. I know somebody had to have told on us. Cause...
Like, you remember, like, in the movie? Like,
mm-hmm. I think somebody told on us, but I really don't want to even say their name on here because I don't want them to know. Like, not I think I know, but it's good. You a bitch-ass nigga, but it's good.
You remember the bitch-ass nigga from that movie, though? You remember that nigga, right?
When he got the cash and he still
at the end. Yeah, but that was... I think people hated him in real life.
Listen, in real motherfucking life, my best friend thought that it was cool to take me to see that movie. And because I just had went through that, she took me to see this movie.
Oh, you'll like this.
Oh, listen, I had a meltdown. When they died, I was screaming.
Yeah.
And I was like, they die? Why the fuck are they dying? I was like, she died. He
middle
died.
Of the movie.
Why the fuck didn't you tell me they died? I had a meltdown. I had tears in my eyes. And everybody in the theater was just looking at me. And I was just... Like I couldn't even catch myself really because I think I had PTSD so bad from all that I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was not a good movie to watch, and I have never watched it since, and I would never watch it again. It really, really, really struck a nerve.
So you said on the sentencing day he lied to you.
On the sentence, yeah. Well, before that, he was always, you know, I guess he didn't want me to stress out because I had like two months left in my pregnancy, like a month and a half.
Yeah, because that probably would have got fucked with
and,
the baby.
Yeah. So I guess he didn't want me to really be stressed out. So when they sentenced him, I literally fell to my knees. The girl next to me hurried up and grabbed my baby. Her brother was on his case. She hurried up and grabbed my baby because I had the baby and I just reacted. He told me, he told me that he was sorry, and we got to talk. They let us talk on the side before they took him back to wherever the fuck. And the next visitation, he hadn't got transferred yet. Now he's just waiting to get transferred. I show up to the next visitation right after the sentencing. He tells me, before you sit down, stand up. We're not going to sit down yet because I need to tell you something. I said, okay, what's up? He said, here's the thing. Here are my rules. I don't give a fuck about what you do. I do, but I don't want to know. what I want from you is this. One, don't have no nigga around my baby. Don't have no nigga around my baby. Two, don't leave me while I'm in here. Do not leave me while I'm in here.
When you say leave you, what you mean?
Don't leave me fucked up while I'm in here. Just make sure that you always put something on my commissary and write me.
I got you.
He said, don't leave me while I'm in here. Don't leave me fucked up while I'm in here. And don't have no nigga around my daughter. Mm. Because I also was lying to him, too. I lied to a nigga and told him I had a whole job at the hospital because this nigga was on my ass. He didn't want me to go back to dancing. He was like, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
He jumped on the phone and told my parents, I don't want her at no strip club. Nowhere near one.
So you basically the type to hold your nigga down.
Oh, but listen, 2 weeks later, I didn't even look pregnant. I was finer when I was pregnant. I did not look pregnant. I danced all the way up until I was almost 8 months at Blue Flame.
Oh, but he didn't want you to.
No. I mean, shit. It's not that he, and I know a lot of people be like, a real nigga wouldn't do it. Listen, when you're in that situation, you'll never know. How was this nigga going? Listen, there was no more getting booked for shows, none of that. We snuck back into Houston like one time to do the, I can say this now, to do the Rari video with Carl Crawford, 1501. Uh-huh. It has, you know, the dealt with Megan, Erica Banks, you know, the whoever devil. Else they dealt with.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn.
The label, 1501.
What she do?
T. Ferris. I remember seeing T. Ferris at the video shoot. T. Ferris. And, I was sitting in the back seat. I didn't get out, but T. Ferris was looking at me. I looked at T. Ferris, said, hey.
What video was this?
It was Rari. It's called Rari. You can type in 1501 Rari. That's when what Harold Hallelujah was with 1501 or whatever. And some other guy, I forgot his name or whatever, but whatever. He showed love. He, you know, gave my baby daddy some change or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he had that. And I mean, nobody was swiping credit cards because shit, why would you be an idiot and go swipe your card wherever you're at?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're looking at that. Anyways, though.
So it was in the video.
Yeah, so that was the time. And then it was like, look, he was using that little money. It was a couple of thousand. He was using it. You know, we was eating. We was just chilling. A friend of ours let us stay in one of their Airbnbs. I don't want to throw their name around too much. But yeah, it was like, what are we finna do now?
Yeah.
So, you know.
So basically, you the type to hold your nigga down.
I am.
So what do you think about the women that be quick to let a nigga ride up?
Listen, it's your choice and it's your prerogative. I can't tell no girl what to do and how to feel because it's hard. It's not easy. And these niggas don't make it easy neither when they go to jail.
No, I'm saying, but like if y'all was in a solid relationship and he just did some shit, especially if he did some shit to help. I'm going to add this in there. Especially if he did some shit that was to help y'all.
Hey, listen, we did shit to help each other, and this is the thing. If y'all know me and my baby daddy, okay, how many hoes we fucked together? And niggas still was fucking hoes before he left. So, you know, I felt bad lying to him at first, but he knew. He sat me down. He told me, and I know your bitch ass dancing stupid, hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I know you not fucking working no fucking job at the hospital, so you can stop this lie. Because he was going along with it.
Uh-huh.
He was like, oh, that's good. And I was like, I was even lying one day talking about telling him, hey, I went and fed the homeless. Like,
oh, not you put the homeless in the bullshit.
On the way to work this morning to the hospital in the medical center.
You ain't shit, boy.
Listen, but I was, hey, listen, commissary, I got receipts. $3,000, $2,000, $1,000. Listen, I was sending money, okay? I was sending money left and right. And it's just like, I can't tell no girl how to hold it now. I had a lot of girls that, you know, reached out to me when I got back on Instagram because, you know, when he was on the run, I deactivated social media.
Well, yeah.
Everybody knew that we was together, though. But when I got back on, a lot of bitches was asking me, like, I'm going through this, or my nigga's about to come home, or my nigga just got sense. Like, listen, I can't tell you. All I can say is this, niggas, ease up. Because y'all be going to jail for doing, you know, for whatever it is that it is that y'all going for. Stop being so hard on a bitch. Because it's not easy. It's not easy for y'all, but it's not easy. And I know a nigga lose his mind because he's thinking, oh, she's this or she might get knocked up. That ain't me.
How soon? All right, so I'm glad you said that. How soon is too soon for a bitch to start fucking with somebody else? Like just getting...
I think that if you're going to do that, because let's keep it 1,000... If you're going to do that, be discreet. Just the same way that you would want a nigga to be discreet.
But he in jail.
And listen, fuck it. You better be Keisha K, or how do you say her name? Gucci Mane's
That's
wife.
Keisha K.
Hey, let me tell you something. People love to talk about her and love to bring up, what was it that I see people bring? Oh, but she was fucking with Yo Gotti. That nigga came home to that sack. Do you hear me? Do you think a nigga give a fuck about that? And that's for all the hoes to be tattletelling on me, because my baby daddy tell me, a bitch told me that you was at a party and bitches tried to jump you and you was with a nigga. And guess what? That nigga didn't let me get touched, ho. Not a baby hair was touched. So, shit, clearly I'd be with the right one. But anyways, yeah.
Answer the question. You're getting off topic. You're talking about getting jumped.
Listen, I will say this, because when you go to jail, you just didn't hear what I said. Bitches be tattletelling, niggas be trying to tattletell. People try to come in between you and your relationship when you go, that aren't even a relationship when you go to jail. It's not easy. I'd be a liar if I told you it was. It's not. That's not how I go. I don't care what people say. You think a nigga's finna sit there and not fucking fuck another bitch when you go to jail, bitch? If you was to? Niggas be so double standard. Just respectfully do shit. It's about the way you do shit. Discreet.
So get the dick, just don't be out here getting the dick outside.
Don't be fucking left and right, and don't be fucking, listen, make it make sense, bitch.
Don't be fucking his homeboys.
Listen, don't be fucking no nigga homeboys. Don't be getting pregnant. Don't be dumb, bitch.
And don't be doing videos.
Listen, yeah. And don't be, just don't be doing that. Like, I had a homeboy so upset that his bitch was fucking a nigga. And you know why he was upset while he was gone?
Why?
He was on the same case as my baby daddy was. He said, because she just dry fucking this nigga. She not even getting no money from him. He's going through all of Texas. Nigga ain't doing nothing. And I came home to nothing. I left her with some money, and I came home to nothing. Make it make sense when you doing all this fuck shit. If you are. You know, I'm not saying, like, niggas is finna really down. You supposed to listen. And please, whatever. So tell me if y'all not gonna go get y'all dick wet if y'all bitch get 30 days.
I'm fucking another bitch. My bitch in jail over the weekend. Sorry.
I'm not saying just be outside
you go to jail,
with it.
You go to jail Friday, I'm fucking your homegirl Saturday night.
I mean, I got
night.
A lot of people that lie on me, too, but just don't be outside with it, bro. Make it make sense. Be discreet. I'm not gonna be a liar. Be discreet about this shit.
Fischowski.
And make sure your nigga come home to that sack, bitch.
You hold on how to flip no money. That'd be the craziest
shit. I don't know.
Shit.
Save your money, whatever you do. 9 to 5, strip. You're a whore. Whatever you do. Section 8. Make sure your nigga got something to come lay down in the bed to. Because the nigga will leave you for the next bitch.
Hey. Better flip that sack. Hey, that's this episode of the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie Zelda in the building. Zelda, what's popping?
I'm leaving.
Why are you leaving?
I'm tired.
Talk to the mic. Tell them why you tired.
I'm not tired. What else?
Nah, that's it. We done. That was a lot.
All right. You ever sucked dick before?
Definitely taking that out. What is wrong with you?
Bye.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
That is this episode of the Big Homie's House. Big Homie Kodak, Big Homie Zelda. Ooh, that thing is stinking over there. Y'all can't even see it.
All right.
And we gone.